And it's still the Chris Meek show, so it is, John. Oh. Chris Meek and Liam Regan, fastest in stage two. And that's the Old Town stage, the first running of that. The cars are just currently rolling off this one, heading down the road and starting stage three. The leaders will be on it at this stage, so they will. But Chris Meek was the fastest, 6 minutes, 46.5, taking more time out of the chasing pack, taking more time out of Callum Devine. Callum Devine, second fastest, 6:48.5. And then Josh McAleen, 6:48.7. Those were the top three leading times there in special stage two. And unofficially, at the head of the field, Chris Meek in that Toyota Yaris, now leading by 6.2 seconds from the Fiesta of Josh McAleen. And then we have Callum Devine, a further 1.6 back in third position, the defending champion, currently 7.8 seconds off the pace of Chris Meek. So that's the lay of the land with the top three after the opening two stages. And I suppose outside of that, John, Eddie Doherty in a Skoda, currently sitting in fourth position overall, 11 seconds down on Callum Devine. The first of the boys is Michael, with Declan Boyle on board and a Skoda Fabia. They are fifth overall, a further second adrift. And then sixth overall is Josh Moffat and Andy Hayes in the Toyota Yaris, the winners from 2022, a further 1.9 seconds adrift. And you're talking around 24 seconds behind the leader. Then we have Declan Boyle and Patrick Walsh, followed by Cahan McCourt and Barry McNulty, who dropped time in there in that second stage. They, of course, were up to fourth overall after the first one. And then outside of the top 10, we've got the likes of David Kelly, who's having power issues with the Skoda, Kevin Eaves, Eamon Kelly, and Matthew Boyle, all inside the top 15, but just sitting outside the top 10. I suppose we could look at the national side of things, which is now the modified two-wheel drive section. Of course, a huge battle there. They're running a wee bit further down the field, but after special stage one in the Escort, the two-wheel drive category was being led by Christopher O'Callaghan and Gavin Doherty by 1.5 seconds from Rob Dugan and John McCarthy in another Escort. Brian Lavelle in another Escort was in third there, 3 seconds off the pace of O'Callaghan, and the rest of the placings in the top 10 of the national. Mark Alcorn and an Escort fourth, Gary McPhillips fifth, Daniel Breslin sixth, David Bogie seventh, Kevin Geller in the first of the Darians eighth, and the second down, Patrick McHugh in ninth, followed by last year's winner in the Starlet, Aaron McIntyre, sitting in 10th position. That, of course, was unofficially after the opening stage for the two-wheel drive contenders there. But Chris O'Callaghan, certainly the man to beat after the opening one there, leading by 1.5 from Rob Dugan. So as the leading cars tackle stage three, which is the first run round Derry Lynn. By the way, John, conditions, it's bone dry. It's down to what sort of tyres. Are you going hot, soft? Are you going hard? As Kevin Gallagher just comes off now, the Old Town stage here past me, heading now to Derry Rail. But it's all about is it the hard tyres or the soft tyres? It's bone dry. It's warming up, so it is here on day one of the Donegal International Rally. They're heading into stage three, but at the front of the field, it's Chris Meek and Liam O'Regan in that Toyota Yaris have a 6 second advantage from Josh McAleen and Owen Tracy, followed by the defending champions, a further 1.5 seconds back, Callum Devine and Noel O'Sullivan. We'll be back, John, with another update for you real soon from this enthralling and hugely entertaining Donegal International Rally as day one continues.